Hit him with the jab.
Buddha bless this beat.
Hey, what it do with the business is, man. Realville Media back in the building. It's been a long time, and we shouldn't have left you without another mashup to step to. First mashup of 2018.
Holla.
We got Fresh for Dummies in the building. We got On Deck TV Podcast, and we have Full Sport Press. Please, guys, can you introduce yourselves?
I am Spike Lou.
Yeah. I'm Jay Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Yeah, man. Like I said, three podcasts all in one building. You know how we get down. If you're familiar with the network, which is realvillemedia.com, go check that out first and foremost. And we did this last year, man, late last year. Touched on everything hip-hop, fashion, sports, three topics from each, and one pop culture, man, because we never get to talk about that shit on our own. Same thing, man. We're not going to switch it up. We're going to stick to the script. Three hip-hop topics, people.
Yup.
Y'all, you get excited when you get to talk about
I
rap,
do,
man. I swear, I can see your eyes light up.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Because y'all don't know what the hell y'all be talking about.
That's a damn lie.
Shots fired early in the podcast.
I see.
Now, shout out to the guys on Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast for sure.
All right, man, let's get it kicked off then. Let's start it with the rap shit, man. First topic, streaming wars. Now, look, we got Tidal, we got Spotify, we got Apple Music. They're all doing their own thing in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple questions, guys. Streaming exclusives, good or bad for the culture?
What do you mean, like, as far as just music? Albums releases?
Albums dropping exclusively on Tidal, exclusively on Apple Music, podcast exclusively on Tidal.
I think it's more like podcasts and like general content related to this. Because if somebody is a Tidal person, it's there maybe, 2 days prior, and then it goes everywhere from Spotify to Apple Music. So
I think a lot of labels have like recanted against that, like have decided not to do like album exclusives anymore. They said it hurt their business. So I think it's more so for podcasting and, you know, just exclusive content like Tidal does with the side hustles and, you know, the Rap Radar podcast and things like that.
So, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think it's good. Yeah. I mean, it drives people to your brand. I mean, hell, come call it On Deck. Come call it Realville Media.
Listen, it causes people to step their game up, too, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Like, you got to think outside the box. You got to come with some original shit. You just can't come with the basic shit and charge everybody $20 for the same thing that the next person got. So I think the consumers are winning in the long run. I can see somebody being frustrated. They really might be into the Rap Radar podcast for whatever reason. They might like Elliot.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might like the way he laughs.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they might be sick. Because they might like Chance the Rapper or Drake, and they want that exclusive when it drop on Apple.
Yeah.
So that can feel some type of way, man. I liken it to HBO and Cinemax and all that shit. Same difference.
Same thing.
Let's run a room check. So, Lou.
Who got what?
Yeah, who got what? What you got?
I got Apple Music.
Okay.
Jeff, hold on. Why, though?
Yeah, for sure.
The format is easier for me. Like, once it started with Beats Music, right?
Yeah.
Right. And once it switched over where you had your iTunes and it went straight to Apple Music, it was so much easier to work. I tried Tidal when they gave the free run with your Sprint or whatnot.
Yeah.
And even though you got the good content, it still ain't worth, like, I don't like the formatting of it. Like, it's easier for me, like, the same reason why I have an iPhone. It's easier for me to navigate through and find what I need to find as opposed to getting a whole new system and trying to get into that. So that's why I got Apple Music.
Yeah.
Hov, what you got?
I do I do that title real tough, like.
You hold it down like that?
Yeah. I think the way that, you know, I like looking at producer credits, writers on the songs. You can scroll to the right. You can see what's coming up next. Apple Music doesn't allow that. I like the black background. Of course, the original content, that's just putting it way, way far ahead. So that title, man, it's something smoother, man.
How long you been with Tidal?
When's that Jay concert?
With the B-sides?
No. Since
the Made in America.
Nah, 444 joint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it ain't been that long.
Yeah, ain't been that long. Yeah,
you're new to it.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I'm true to it, though. Most definitely. I'm true to it. You better believe that.
Man, I got Apple Music, though, for the simple reason, like, the integration with iTunes. So, like, I have an old-ass iPod with local shit, with old Cash Money, old No Limit shit that's not on any streaming services.
Right.
And when I upload that to my shit, it all comes into my Apple Music because it uses the same player.
Yeah, nah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I got, now, if when the day come when Tidal and everybody get, like, old P and old Serve on and all that, I'll switch over to Tidal tomorrow.
Yeah.
Easy.
And that's the good thing about, like, Apple Music, me having an iPhone, I can go in and put, you know, my soul tapes, which aren't on everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put those with the way I like them, with producer credits in the thing, and I just use it on my Apple Music.
You got to switch back and forth, though.
I ain't tripping about that. Yeah.
That's inconvenient, man.
Small things. It's small things.
Jeff, what you got, bro?
I got, I'm one of the few people probably got Apple and Tidal.
Big money talk.
Hey,
cha-ching.
Everybody ain't ready.
Paid for. Shout out to Weezy.
Shout out to Weezy. Everything is paid for. When you look at it, I'm spending $10 to $15, maybe $20 a month buying albums. Yeah. Before streaming. So it's the same amount, the budget, the same amount, you know, for the Apple Music, and then as far as the Tidal subscription as well. So I'm not losing out too much.
Tidal on Apple TV lit though.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so
oh, man.
What do anybody think the benefit of just holding your shit exclusive? Like, if I want to look at Rap Radar, I want to look at what my guy Joy Badass new podcast we was talking about. What's the benefit of holding it on Tidal though?
I'm gonna forget about it.
You get subscribers.
No, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are not going to subscribe for what they're offering. The exclusive stuff ain't good enough. Like, it gotta be Drake, it gotta be Kendrick, it gotta be Nicki.
But
you ain't gonna tell me to sign up for Tidal behind a Rap Radar podcast.
But that's
or
like
a
asking
Joy
the
Badass
same thing about why
podcast.
HBO has Insecure and Showtime has Weeds or The Shy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have shows that are specifically for a certain format.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure SoundCloud is going to eventually do something because their streaming service is suffering right now. So I'm pretty sure they're going to do something.
Damn out of business.
I don't want that to happen.
We don't need that.
Shout out to SoundCloud.
Stay alive, SoundCloud.
but even if you look, you know, at the things like we were talking about with the Rap Radar podcast, you get a D-Rock interview. He's never did an interview in his life.
Right.
But that's on Rap
Radar.
Correct,
too.
You know,
that's
so true. You go to that just for that exclusive content. So that would be the reason.
What a Jay interview. Yeah.
But eventually it comes out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right.
For free.
It does.
But to get, you know, but by the time you've heard all the snippets with social media.
Well, you know, and then that's still a plus for Tidal though, because you think about it, YouTube is still a streaming service as well. So those clicks that you're doing.
That's true. That's on Tidal's.
It's still going
YouTube
to Tidal.
Page.
Yeah, it's going to Tidal's YouTube page. It's still helping them out.
I like what you said, like, as far as HBO and Showtime, because I watch HBO just for Game of Thrones, so that makes sense.
That's trash, too.
I feel like they need it got to be a bigger draw, though. It can't be a Rap Radar podcast. It can't be a Jay concert every 6 months. Like, it need a consistent draw.
That should be dope,
draw.
Though, bro.
It do, but.
Like, the concerts on TV, especially because you can watch them on Apple TV or whatever, Yoku or whatever the fuck you got, that make it hard, though.
It does. Is it something that you can bank on a weekly basis?
I mean,
that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go to subscribe for HBO or Showtime for Billions or Game of Thrones, I know I'm getting 10 episodes. I know I'm getting a half a year of whatever it may be.
Yes.
If I'm switching over the Tidal, is it one Jay-Z concert I'm doing
it for?
It's
still some downtime, though. But they've been stepping up with the Tidal X shows, though. They've been having a lot of shows.
For sure, Nipsey.
Nipsey
show for his album release. I was there for that the whole night. That was rough. That was the West Coast time show. That was tough. That was rough, man.
Who's number one? Who number one? So
Spotify's still number one. Still undefeated.
And the Apple Music?
Yeah.
Who still has, who knows somebody with Spotify, though?
I know a lot of people have Spotify.
Why, though?
A lot of others still have Spotify.
A lot of older people.
Chill. Shout out to Sean Watts. Yeah. Sean Watts has Spotify.
But why, though?
The other.
I think Playlist.
The Playlist.
Playlist
popping. And it got to do with familiarity. Like, that was around. It's been around so long. It took me a long time to switch from Spotify to Apple Music, bitch, because I had my Playlist ready and all of that stuff. Spotify, I feel like, don't offer enough exclusive stuff.
Not at all.
They're starting to. They're adding podcasts.
They got that Rep Caviar playlist. I ain't know
really?
They're adding
podcasts. Oh, yeah, the Combat Jack was on.
Yeah, they're adding podcasts as well to there. They were the first streaming service to add podcasts, because that was what it was, Mogul. They started podcasts on theirs exclusively on Spotify.
I've never had Spotify at all.
That was the first
streaming
service.
I had it
early.
That was the first streaming service I had.
Yeah, I had it early. That's OG Bobby.
Because when it was free, it was hard.
That's true.
I didn't have it when it was free. I got like a month subscription for free. And I was like, man, I need this. Anything right on my phone, let me go ahead and keep running with that.
So I'm assuming Apple is two and Jay is three. Tyler is three.
Yeah,
for the culture. That's what we're only speaking on for the culture, right?
Can he, what does he have to do to jump over at least Apple?
Does he need to?
It ain't going to happen.
Does he need to?
Apple finna go one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not going to happen.
They got
the hope would be Spotify falls.
They got a lot of catching up to do to catch Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify's in a head by a lot. But Apple got unlimited resources.
And Apple got a bigger bottom line
than any other company we're talking about.
With the baby movies and documentaries and stuff.
That's helping, though. The documentaries, too.
Yeah. They need that. They're a little behind on that because they're not doing a lot.
They should have been doing it a lot earlier,
Birdman shit was garbage. That shit garbage.
Let me tell you this.
It's part of a trilogy, though. If you look at it from that scope, it's not as bad, though.
Ain't nobody signing up for Birdman Early Life. Like,
not an hour of it.
I stopped caring about what they was talking about 30 minutes in, dude. Yeah. Dude. I don't care that baby was a smart child, dude. He's still jipping niggas right now.
He most definitely
That's how he was able to do it. No, listen, that part one should have been 18 minutes.
Man, Max. It should have been a vlog.
How long is the
hour? Hour and 30. It's hour 30.
Yeah. Hour 30? Yeah.
That's some slow. I don't need that. I didn't finish it at all.
Yeah, for sure. I was out of there. You made it further than me with 30 minutes.
I got out of there.
Listen, last thing, Apple Music Records.
Mm.
Are we going to see that anytime soon?
Started by Drake.
It's already started.
Yeah.
It's already
there. That?
Drake is signed to Apple. Chance is signed to Apple. Shit.
No, these are backdoor deals, dude. Yes. Like, are you serious?
Those are one-off deals.
Man, okay.
I'm saying the official Apple Music Records. Yeah.
It's not
really there.
But basically, if you go on to Apple Music, first thing you'll see when Khaled drops something, you'll see it. Khaled, it's plastered. Master. It's on every playlist. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, that's how they would, like cheat the game and do that. Yeah. But
it ain't cheating, though.
Those three people are already signed to Apple. Yeah. Their contract is to Apple.
Yeah. I don't believe that, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
Because when you look at a Drake record, it says Universal.
Yeah, for sure.
OVO.
Yeah. Cash Money. It says Cash Money before OVO.
Cash Money, OVO, Young Money. He got eight hands in this shit.
He do.
It does not say Apple, though.
But look, though. That goes to the benefit of why Apple would help him. If he got eight hands in it, Apple pull him to the side and be, look, put it over here for 3 days first. We're going to give you a cool million. It ain't got nothing to do with Universal, Cash Money, nobody. Right. It's your money because you gave it to us first for these 2 days. He put that right in his pocket.
How you think Chance, who claims to be independent, who is not, was able to do what he did?
Because he's independent is why he was able to do it.
He's not independent.
But when you sign
Coloring Book may have been independent, but Acid Rap may have been independent. But whatever this is called right here.
The Coloring Book joint, bro. You have the freedom. That's why he was able to do it.
Why was it nowhere
Nipsey
else?
Nipsey can't do it. He on Atlantic. He can't do a single one-off deal with Apple right now. Why? Because Atlantic's going to be like.
He could have beforehand.
Why was the album?
Before. So, when he was independent.
Yeah.
But that album was nowhere else but Apple.
For about a week.
And if I get $1 million.
They bought the rights for the album.
If I get $1 million for you to sit here for a week, I'm good, though, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, listen. Shout out to Chance's team and all that.
Okay, to answer your question then, I think that Apple is taking a more innovative approach to getting stuff on their stuff. Getting music on their platform. So they looking at it like, we're going to take a L regardless because it's going to be on Spotify. It's going to be on YouTube. So we'll give you $1 million. We'll get these people over here to look over on
billions
our platform for a week. Yeah, get these billions of streams, and maybe they'll check out one of our playlists, and maybe they'll subscribe. So I feel like Apple, they ain't cheating the game, but shit, they flexing their muscle.
Absolutely. All right, man, next hip-hop topic. Last year was crazy.
Crazy.
I said it was one of the best years in hip-hop. It's easily the best in the last 20 years.
Debatable.
That's debatable. Even the point that it's debatable is incredible.
Yeah.
Does that mean we gearing up for a slow 2018? Because a lot of people came out last year.
Well, you got to look at what Future dropped 2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Gucci dropped 3.
7.
You know what I'm saying?
County.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, nah, so.
Everybody but Ye dropped.
Yeah, basically.
And Push.
J. Cole.
And Nas.
J. Cole.
Yeah, Nas is J. Cole. Nas
is Nas. Album.
Thank you. So
I don't know why niggas keep bringing up Nas.
Nah, for sure, bro. We looking for it.
Now, we might want it, but Nas ain't got time for that, man.
Yeah, he got time for it.
He ain't got time to write Nicki raps.
If Jay-Z has time.
That's why she left him.
Dude, if Jay-Z has time to record an album, Nas has plenty of time.
Jay did that in 3 days.
But Nas did his Jay-Z album already. He did this album to Khalees. His album to Khalees was Life is Good.
That's true. That's a
He's already
point.
Done that. So
what else he got to talk
what
about?
What the hell is he going to talk about?
Exactly. Nas ain't got nothing to talk about.
I'm
Nas is a creative dude, though. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say he can't put an album together. But like you said, like what's his incentive?
He gonna do a whole album from the perspective of a gun? Like
don't be disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful.
He just sold some. Like we just talked about it on the show this week. He just sold some money in his investments. Nas ain't rapping no more, bro.
Yeah,
Nas has got a $40 million check. What in the world is he?
If Nas was gonna rap, Nicki would be out right
what
now.
What I'm saying,
they'd still be together.
If Jay Z,
that was
still
what she signed up for.
And raps,
Jay Z got
and does shows
and does shows.
I respect that.
And jumping on features with Khaled.
That's always been Jay Z though. It's always been the comparison. With Jay and Nas, Jay's been the dude that's out there. He in front of people. He doing concerts. And Nas, one album every 10 years. I can divide. That's one every.
The disrespect shown towards Nasir Jones in this room.
He's
a hip hop pioneer.
I'm not disrespecting Nas.
He's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
I'm just saying Nas has no reason to rap anymore.
One was I. The other one was still mad at
you.
That's a one hot album every 10-year average.
And that's so
lame.
Who's the big album? The Nipsey dropped. What else is anticipated?
I'm good for the year.
Jermaine Cole.
Who do we know that has a date Jermaine, in the actual album title. What's the name of Jermaine Cole's album title?
Title. We know that's King Bush. The name.
We know it's called King Bush.
we just got the text that Kanye dyed his hair blonde. Did that mean an album coming from him?
Probably.
Nah, he just got it today.
Nah, for sure. That album is rolling.
They said that last year.
The Drake album is on.
The Drake album is definitely coming.
This single did too well for that Drake album not to be coming. Pause.
Don't be disrespectful.
I'm tired of Drake.
No. I was with you.
He stayed away long enough
before this song dropped.
That's true. He did disappear for about 8 months.
Yeah, he stayed a month.
He was gone. He's taking off 2018 to come back, and 2017 to come back and let you know.
I didn't notice that he left.
Nah, he was quiet.
I swear to God,
he wasn't on features. Nothing.
He did more life and then he disappeared. No videos. No nothing.
Yeah, he didn't do no videos for more.
2017, he almost.
So you just really hating saying that.
I just think that there's so much oversaturation of him that I didn't miss him.
Yeah, he did. He gave us a lot of music before he took his break.
Thankfully,
and it was sticking around. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I didn't realize you're taking the time off. I feel like he could use a vacation.
You say that now, and then you were just banging that Blockboy JB word for word with Drake.
With who? With Blockboy or Drake?
You need to stop that shit.
Do y'all drink heavy?
You wouldn't have known that song if it wasn't for Drake.
I don't. I wish I did sometimes. I could use a shot of him right now.
But not
last year, we had shit to look forward to, bro. Yeah, like, I feel like we knew what was coming around the pike.
Rocky's coming this year.
I'm sorry, who?
A$AP Rocky.
A$AP
Rocky. I know the room.
Keeping
it moving. I got what I was anticipating this year, Paul.
So you good with
this? I'm good. I got the album I wanted. The album of the year has already been released. I'm good.
Nah, we can't follow up the best year in rap with the worst year in rap.
Well, I mean, you got that 2 Chainz coming right back. People are coming right back out.
Chainz
is coming
back.
Right back out.
That's true.
We're going to get Drake this year. We know that because God's plan is too big of a song, Paul. Like,
where's Chainz?
Q. They'll come out.
What is Chainz doing?
Chainz quiet, cares, bro.
Like, God, damn. Like, Chainz called, like, he dropped that album 2 years ago?
Yeah. It's got to be time.
This is the year.
It has to be.
He ain't been on features or nothing.
His brother drops more music than he does.
But tweeting stuff about Monique.
Yeah.
That's all he been doing.
Chainz a politician, though.
For sure.
That's what's going on. Yeah.
Who had the big 2017 but going to be quiet for the next couple?
Remy Ma?
Nah. Cardi. Yeah. She had a big 2016.
Cardi pregnant.
If she's pregnant. Yeah, Cardi. She's not pregnant.
I'm telling you, it's Cardi overload. You know what I'm saying?
People love that.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not Cardi. I mean, that's the room right now. Tiffany Haddish, people like
loud.
That.
People just like it. Loud people. But that Bardier
that
Cardi,
that's
okay. They didn't go up. They didn't go up like she expected.
My God, I love that shit.
What didn't? That Bardier Cardi.
Well, I mean, people love her though. So like, even
that song did what it was supposed to do for her crowd.
But the Bruno came right behind it though.
Come on now.
Yeah, Bruno
saved it.
I'm gonna tell you who's gonna fall
right
off.
That Bardi,
that didn't go up.
Bruno saved it though.
Listen,
who?
Khaled. This is the down year for Khaled.
He already got number one song.
Nah, listen, what I'm trying
First
to
of all,
tell
he
you.
He doesn't have number one. What number one song?
That was number one song. Number one hip hop song. Number one hip hop song.
Slow week.
Nah, what I'm saying is
it is Jay-Z. It's gonna
be like Khaled is in that Kevin Hart lane where it's overexposure. Yeah, it's too much Khaled.
But Drake ain't
everywhere. Drake? No, listen. Khaled's not even a rapper.
That's a good point.
You understand?
Drake ain't either.
He's just screaming, saying the same
Khaled
stuff.
I think bigger honey. Than he ever was.
Honey.
Pause.
Like, come on, man.
That shit funny still, though.
No, it's not.
The only way that I would agree, I don't think that Khaled has another feature to put together other than the one I spoke about on the show with the Meek and Drake, maybe.
But other than that,
I don't really see him formulating nothing where you're like, I got to hear that. I would agree with you on that.
You can do Kendrick and Cole. Like, people would sign up if there was a Kendrick and a Cole song.
Kendrick and Cole not signing up for that. Jeezy shucked them into it.
Khaled has to continue to drop albums to stay hot because, in turn, he can't say or do anything to keep himself hot because he's not a rapper. He's just a personality.
But you can stay hot as a personality without rapping, though.
Puff been doing it for 20 years.
No.
That's a good point.
You can't compare him to Puff Daddy.
Why not?
No, he's Puff Daddy.
Why?
No, dude.
Khaled, big homie.
Yeah, come on, man. It's Khaled.
That's brother love.
That's the same,
brother
I think love. That's a, I think that's the same thing in 2018. No. Now the nostalgia is there of Puff and what we seen with Bad Boy and Big and Notorious Big, but Khaled is the same thing.
He tie himself he to curate, people.
He curates
that are
music.
Hot.
He tie himself to stuff. I mean, that's what he do.
Both of them do. But also
and he got Ciroc.
Yes, Rock.
Let's not sleep on
Khaled
that.
Ain't got none of that. He got Weight
Watchers. Oh, I'm only speaking. I'm only speaking music.
He got
I'm only speaking like musically doing.
But that's what I'm saying. All the other stuff ties into his music.
His last album was good. As Khaled's long as you keep putting out good records.
Y'all not tired of Asad yet?
Khaled's still in the meeting.
I'm ready for Asad to start talking.
Y'all not tired of Asad?
I'm ready for him to start talking.
I'm with you, Hov.
Don't do Asad like that.
Tired of Asad.
I like Asad.
Asad Jordan shit? Shit hard. What are you talking about?
He's living his best life out here.
Do you know what else is coming back in 2018?
What's that?
Real rap.
Yeah, we go.
Which, give me elaborate.
Like real rap. Okay, so that Royce the 5'9" freestyle, that Black Thought at the end of the year freestyle, it made people really want to rap, paying like a lot more attention to actual lyrics. Yeah, the mumble rap is. I'm saying it's not going anywhere, but in turn, there's always a tide, and the tide is going towards more lyrical rap.
Can I have two or three lyrical guys to look out for at the end of this year?
He just said it though.
Yeah.
Who?
I mean. Royce
is going to drop this year.
I mean, we don't know. I mean, new lyrical guys, because I don't feel like I disagree with you.
There's some guys, Nick Grant can rap.
Are you talking about like Jonah Lucas? Like, give me some names.
Yeah, it's lyrical. Like, I'm telling you, that's the thing that's because we get tired of everything for a season. And then we come back, and now it's going to be lyrical. It's a bunch of young lyrical cats.
I just don't see no young guys to the topic of what we're saying coming through and making a wave this year based off lyrics.
Yeah, and then it'll make people like Lil Pump. To rap, God. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think it is. I'm telling you,
because we're going to be looking for some type of substance, and it'll have to come from some of our mumble rappers.
I think Lil Pump just might step aside, just leave it alone.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? People like that.
Unfortunately, that wishful thinking, he steps aside, but
what's his second song? I'm curious.
He doesn't have one.
Okay, he doesn't have one yet.
Him, Tekashi 6ix9ine, Lil Xan, them, they not going anywhere.
At least 6ix9ine just dropped an album, right? That wasn't even half bad, and he got 5 songs charted right now on Billboard.
Well, I mean, Lil Pump going through the same thing that Cardi is, though.
Okay, song, I don't know.
That,
I don't
that
know
Gucci, Gucci gang big enough. Well, I ain't got it. If he did drop an album, then you would be right because his decline would start then. Yeah. I feel like he's riding that song, that Gucci gang, for at least another 3
six.
Months.
Yeah.
Six.
We still here for Gucci Gang. Right
we
now?
The youngsters.
I'm just saying, it's on repeat. It's repeat. Yeah.
The youngsters in North Dakota where he ain't made it to yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't made it there yet.
They still pumping that shit. But as far as 2018, I think Jermaine Cole, I'm waiting on that album.
Are you though? Because the last one was.
That's why I'm waiting on it.
Okay.
Because I feel like that J. Cole kind of got disrespected last year. That people overlooking him as far as an artist. He did. You're absolutely right. I'm a J. Cole fan, but I feel like that he is a big enough competitor to where this year we can look forward to what he got coming, because he gonna want to get everybody else up out the paint that we was replacing him with.
Because we know how he feels. Like, he pay attention to what people say.
Yeah,
of course.
About his shit.
I think you could trade everything you say and just take Jermaine Cole's name out of it and put Wale's name right there.
That's true. Wale got a lot.
That's
that
the one who got something to say.
He got a lot to say.
You just don't like Wale.
I don't.
You don't like him as a person.
I don't know him as a person.
You let that spill over to the music.
I don't know him as a person. I have no problem with him. Some of his antics I don't like, but I don't got no problem with him as a person personally.
Yeah.
Still, too, he not as good a rapper as J. Cole.
Yes, he is.
Let's not get it twisted. He's not as good as a rapper as J. Cole, but he's still a better rapper than J. Cole.
What did that single do for y'all? Y'all like that single that he came out with?
It's not a single. He just released his music.
That's what we're doing. We're just putting out music.
Yes, we do.
It's 2018.
No impact. Every Blue Moon. He nigga got dropped. You tell him, you comparing him to somebody that just, J. Cole will anticipate, and while they just got dropped.
Skill wise,
he just got dropped. We talking about having a hot year in 2018.
This man literally just got dropped off his label. Cole should have got dropped for that last album.
Damn,
he's been dropped before.
You know why Cole didn't get dropped? Because he sold 1 million, no features.
Oh shit,
that's true.
That's what happened.
Wale's been dropped before and bounced back with probably his best.
So
album
there's a trend ambition. Here. Well, y'all I mean, championing this dude who can't be successful.
Can he be a
roller coaster artist where he has an off time and an on time? Where he spends a lot of money because his music is a little different and more overly produced than others.
You're making a good point for him because you sound like a fan. But what I would say.
Oh, I'm just speaking truth.
No, what I would say is he has a lot of skills, but he's like a journeyman basketball player. Somebody who is good, but you're not the franchise.
Like J.R.
Smith?
Ain't
nobody re-signing you.
Jamal Crawford?
Chauncey Billups bounced around the team and got his chip.
He got a ring. That's true.
Wale,
that's too good.
Wale's an all star. Wale's an all star.
Wale's
different. He's not a perennial all star. But he's asking, an all star.
Are you re-signing him though?
He's Cal.
Damian Lillard. Though.
If he was in sports and his salary come up and you're like, okay, I can sign Wale and he can contribute to my championship, are you going to do it or not? Two labels have said no.
People disrespect Damian Lillard the same way they disrespect Wale.
You win a championship.
Okay, so no, here goes. So he's a fringe all star snub.
That's what he is.
All right, that's fair. I'm not going to lie. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'll accept
that's exactly
that.
What he is. He's not J. Cole. He's not a franchise player.
No, and Damian Lillard isn't either. He went into
Damian Lillard
walked into the front office without a shirt on and said, hey, what are we going to do?
That's just silly.
He's here to prove a point.
Oakland, baby.
I'm
just saying, what are we going
to
do?
What do you expect Marshawn Lynch to do when he walk in there?
I'm just saying.
Probably similar.
Very similar. Shout out to all my mix.
I think we have nowhere to go but down this year, though. I think it's going to be a down year from last year. I'm not going to say it's trash. It's just going to be a down year.
I mean, Jay-Z dropped a 444 project. What do you
think? We got no place to go but down.
I think so, we started off the year better than we give it the credit for. Like, I think we're good. First
what?
Quarter.
What was just
Nipsey?
Mozzie?
We got Nipsey. We got Mozzie. We got Payroll. EP, we got a lot of
him
stuff.
A lot of your favorite people.
He's a lot of your favorites. You're asking people. I was going to list the people who dropped.
No, bro.
Your favorite.
I was about to say, Fonte just dropped something solid.
No A-list.
Bro, you just dropped all C-list people.
Nipsey not C-list.
With all respect to Nipsey.
He's going out.
Nipsey's not a C-list.
He's a B.
He's a B.
B plus.
B plus. He did 50,000. That's B plus.
Bro,
50,000 is B. That's more than Ross did his first week.
No, Tekashi did more.
That's more than
Ross is B plus.
More than Ross. If Ross is an A-list star,
no, Ross
Nipsey
did
more than
Ross. Shout out to all my pairs.
What is Ross?
Ross is an A.
So if Ross is an A, Nipsey just outsold Ross.
Jay Z is an A-list star, bro. Drake is a J-list star. Ross is not.
Kendrick is an A-list. Them A-listers.
Rick Ross?
Those are household names.
Rick Ross is sitting courtside on ESPN.
No, they say something.
They might not.
Yes, they will.
They might.
They might not. No, you don't know. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
You know how many Jay?
Nigga, every time Jay there, they flash into Jay Z, huh?
Yeah, I've seen them walk right past Birdman before.
Nigga, right. When Birdman sitting in them Drake seats right there.
Yeah.
In Toronto, when Birdman right there. Ain't no time.
Everybody, mom in here know Rick Ross.
No, they don't.
Nah.
No,
dude,
they
yes,
don't.
They do.
My mom
they
knows Rick Ross.
Yeah, my mom definitely
my
knows.
My mama don't know who Rick
she
Ross
does
is.
She doesn't definitely
my mom knows. My mom likes Rick Ross.
First of all, dude. Your mom don't know Rick Ross.
That's facts.
I promise you. No. If I call my mom right now,
no, she goes, Jay.
No, just
who
say,
is that?
No. Send her a picture and say, who is this? That's it.
Just say, that's Rick Ross.
My mom.
The biggest boss.
Some rapper is what she's going to say.
My mom knows Rick Ross, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. Your mama know Rick Ross.
My mama don't know Rick Ross.
Yeah, she do.
They close to age. My mama and Rick Ross close to age, though.
That's fair.
Mine is, too, but she don't know Rick Ross.
Man, dude, your mom know Ricky Rose.
No.
I would have to remind her.
Nope.
Like,
nope.
Bro, I sent my mom pictures from when we went to the Atlanta premiere. Childish Gambino. She said, who are these people?
He a B-list.
What?
Donald Glover is B-list sure. And William Roberts is A-list.
Definitely don't know who the
Childish
hell Donald
Gambino
Glover
got two names and they both A-list.
Nah. This nigga just said Donald Glover was A-list.
Where the Wingstop said?
Where the checkers at?
Where did Wingstops get
dude,
Ross?
Dude.
Oh,
listen.
Fat.
Relax.
Lemon
pepper?
Come on.
Let's move on. My flat.
Before we get out of that.
All flats.
Before we get out of that.
Anybody eat all flat wings?
Nah, that's the most overhyped shit in the world. Right?
I don't eat.
And you pay an extra $2 for this shit.
Yeah, just to get all flats.
All flats are some strong.
Yeah, just order cauliflower.
What you been saying?
I'm with you. After last night,
like what you're
saying. Chill out, Jeff.
Thank you.
Nah, that shit ain't bad, though.
Coming off this for 2018, is it Wayne, Kanye, or who got the most anticipated?
Wayne.
If we could get that card to five this year, then that would probably be one of the biggest things to happen.
Can we say Wayne's D-list? Right?
No, no downloads for Dedication 6. No, you cannot.
Man, that shit don't count.
Where's Wayne at? Is he A-list?
He's falling off.
Wayne is fringe.
Wayne A-list.
He's A.
Nah, Wayne A-list. When anywhere A. Wayne go, they going to put the camera on him.
Nah, he's B-list. Bro, he did college tours, bro, last couple. Bro, like, he
he's just doing that because he don't got no money.
He used to do arenas, bro.
He's getting money from that stuff.
He used to do arenas.
He can't put out albums to get money. Like, listen, I'm telling you, if that's Wayne true. Was anywhere.
If Wayne had a new song to
promote,
if
Wayne shows up, Wayne's still doing First Take.
Man, Wayne did First Take.
Nah, he do the FS.
And
he do the Skip Show.
He do Skip Show. That's still
a fall off.
That's a fall off.
Skip is his man's, though. Skip is his man.
Skip ain't nobody's man.
When you go to ESPN to FS1, that's a fall off. Let's be honest.
Unless you
Skip got that bag.
I was going to say, unless you Skip got that bag. You got that check for it.
All right, man. Third and last topic on the Hip Hop Tip.
Yep.
Simple question. With all of the Biggie, all of the Pac stuff that's came out in the last 8 to 12 months, are we Biggie and Tupac'd out?
Most definitely.
Really? Why though?
Yeah, we can move on too.
Why?
Yeah, we ain't gotta stay on this topic. Long.
What?
Yeah. Nobody. Yeah, nobody.
Pretty, I love both of them.
Why?
Big. You know, his anniversary was this past week.
Shout out to Big.
His passing.
His birthday.
No, it's passing.
He died. It was his birthday.
Jesus, Luke.
Yeah. It was Big's birthday. It was in March too. Wasn't
stop. Greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. Yeah, that's what quote Cannabis.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cannabis.
Shout out to Cannabis.
Right, better than Eminem. You were saying?
Huh?
What were you saying?
No, I was just saying with all that that just passed, I mean, with the TV shows that are reaching out to people that have never cared about what happened to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those shows on Fox, those shows on A&E, those shows on USA. Those are people that are watching that have never cared, didn't know that this really is going on.
They just know the names.
Yeah.
So to us, we're like, dude, all this information pretty much is known.
But that's only because we're old and washed. And we've sat through the Death Row documentaries, and we've seen the Pac Resurrection documentaries.
We were there when they died.
And we were there for that. Yeah. I think that's why we feel like that. A lot of this is new information to people, though. Like, they don't know. They don't understand why it's unsolved. They don't get that shit. And I feel like as long as you're putting a different spin on it, as long as you're putting a different spin and another take, then I'm cool with it.
Well, can we say it's just too much right now? Like, for every week there to be a new show about it?
How many more spins can you put on people that died 21 years ago?
But it's not just people that died 21 years ago. It's not just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's deeper than that, though.
It is, for sure. Big's the best rapper that ever rapped.
It's an exploitation. I think they exploit it.
Say that one more time.
Exploitation.
Sure. Say that one more time.
Lou agrees with me.
What's that?
Big. Best rapper ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Behind Jay?
Yeah, no. You gotta realize
from a skill standpoint, dude, he was 20 years old.
I understand.
But look, though, with that being said about the whole case,
yeah,
it's being manipulated, I feel like, by the media. We know who did, and no arrests have been made. They just continue to make TV shows. That's my problem with it. Like, can somebody be arrested for it? I mean, he ain't the only person that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
He not? They want to shoot him.
He didn't do it by himself. I want to wake up today and kill Tupac. I'm going to do this by myself. Nothing else matters.
Pistol?
It's called conspiracy. I'm saying if they're going to continue to show it, there are other names in which stuff could be done. Like, I don't want to continue to see them show this shit on TV and nothing happens. Who cares?
I don't know what they could do, but
arrest people. That's what they could do.
They're going to dig them up out the fucking ground.
Everybody that got something to do with it is not dead.
It's a cold
man.
Case.
Everybody's not dead. Cold case don't mean the people dead. Cold case means it's old.
Well, what does it mean when somebody's dead and they can't arrest the person that did it?
So you saying that everybody that has something to do with both of these murders are dead?
Yes.
Not everybody. I don't think everybody.
He know. They just
Chris, you was in Vegas, wasn't
you? Yeah, nigga. He was with Suge when it happened.
I'm old and washed and have seen every angle of it.
You
that's
think
what I'm saying.
You have. But everybody that has something to do with this is not locked up or dead. That's all I'm saying. If they're going to continue to show stuff, then these people should be locked up.
This shit is for entertainment purposes only. Don't take it too seriously.
That's my problem with it. It's not for entertainment purposes because two people died.
Right.
It is at this point, 20 years later.
To you. To no one else. Absolutely. Though. That's what I'm saying. It's not just entertainment.
To the
though.
Parents, probably not. It'll
no
never
one,
be.
Bro. They're dead.
We know. Okay. We have established
never
that.
Got all and you're
saying,
too.
Right. Never got there. And you're saying, it's just entertainment. It don't matter if we can't.
No, to the majority of people.
Pac don't got any kids or nothing?
Nah.
What was Pac doing? Pac was out here living. I mean, like, shit, Big got two kids. Pull out
game.
Super strong.
I mean, he would. Dayton Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Shout out to Quincy.
You
got to
think about it. Pac did a lot in 12 to 18 months. Hey, like, dude was locked up
Listen, I watched the joint on TV One where they did the unsung of his movie career. Uh-huh. Again, that's another take on the same person.
Right.
That's a different take.
Right,
when you watch
it
and they talk about his film career, you're like, oh, shit, you learned this shit that you may or may not have known because you don't remember how quickly he did. And from Juice to his death. Yeah, that nigga lived six lives, bro.
That's crazy.
So
from Juice
that's
to
cool.
Death.
I mean, that's cool if you're going to talk about his movie careers and stuff like that. But if you can continue to talk about the murders and solving the case, like no one
that
cares.
That ain't everything like, about that. Every piece of content is not about that. I'm referring
I'm
to
talking
the
about
movie,
the content that we talk
Death
about.
Death Row Chronicles.
USA, Death Row Chronicles and Who Killed Tupac on A&E. All of that is around the case.
Not Death Row Chronicles. No, it's not.
That's tired of that shit, though.
Okay.
Death Row Chronicles was good, though. That's my point.
I ain't
point.
Saying it's not good. I'm just saying we asked what we tired of. I'm tired of it. We big and popped out. That's what I'm saying. That's the question.
Yeah. Shout out to Tiana, though. Shout out to CJ.
What was that?
His kid.
Yeah, man. I don't think we big and popped out, though. Again, as long as it's good. If the movie was super dope, we wouldn't be saying this. It's only because that was mediocre. It was some little cool.
Not in Notorious.
I don't
was
agree
fire.
With that.
Notorious was 20 years ago.
Notorious wasn't fire either.
Notorious was,
it was good.
It was good.
Resurrection was better than all that.
Right. Resurrection's a classic documentary.
Agreed.
Who cares?
This nigga.
No, for sure.
Oh my God, man. That'd be so disrespectful.
Hey, like y'all disrespected Nas on the first joint.
Oh my God.
So we gonna do the same thing to Pac.
Don't do that. Don't be Lizan out here,
Snoop
man.
Snoop told a cold ass story about Pac and Nas, though. You know, when that meeting Nas was talking about before whatever award show, Snoop said that Pac was out there. And he was like wolfing, barking, saying, I got a song about you, nigga, you better not say shit, all this shit behind the song that he had on the Machiavelli shit.
For sure.
And Snoop said that Pac hadn't peeped, that Nas had, they was in Queens, and Nas had all his niggas around there, nigga was in their jacket, had the straps and all that. But Nas kept it cool. He's like, you know what, Pac, you right. You good. I ain't got no beef. I don't want no problems, none of that.
No, it's a pleasure.
He was on
man.
His, oh my God. It was, just a story. It was a cool story.
He's a gangster and a gentleman.
Yeah, he's a gangster. Pleasant man.
But Snoop was just making a point of how wild Pac was wilding during that period of time and kind of not had what was coming to him, but he was living that life as to he could see it coming.
He was headed to the wrong direction. Lane.
Look how he responded to, you know, this thing that happened in the Vegas club, the Vegas casino. Right. Like,
yeah.
you're the number one artist on the label. Mm-hmm. You don't get there first.
You don't get that dirty.
You don't do that.
But yeah. that's kind of the lure for Pac, too, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, I think it's interesting that Nas never told that story trying to beat him. Nas always say we met.
He's a gentleman.
And we talked and we was cool. He will never say that I had the ups on him.
The lingering questions and all the case and the murder and his life and everything is still intriguing, bro. Like, it's just he was an intriguing person. So when you get new stories 30 years later, it's still intriguing. Right. Like, that's the type of person.
Mm-mm.
That's why people are, nigga, you just told a low-key, small-ass story. Like, it was amazing, dude. That's my point.
But you're still trying to make that point. You're still trying to make the point that we're not over it. The only thing that I'm saying is the aspect what we're talking about, the murders. The case, yes, there are interesting stories surrounding the two dudes, and they can tell those forever. That's cool. I don't care about the case, the murders, who did it. I don't care if they're not going to arrest anybody. That's all I'm saying.
Death Row Chronicles good as fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
Moving on to sports, man. Y'all throw the oop on what's in the sports shit?
Yeah, man. First thing we'll talk about, the great LeBron James. What should LeBron James do going into free agency 2018?
It's slick depending on what his team do.
Mm-hmm.
Is he winning or is he losing? Are we saying he's losing this
no,
year?
No, this is the thing. If LeBron, okay, say LeBron James doesn't make it to the finals, what should he do?
Buy the Cavs. He should retire and buy the Cavs.
Steal my take. They knew I was going to come and say
he should retire, call Jay, call Hove, call B, and go split the Cavs, bro. Because ain't it still for sale?
Nah, that's dude.
He was always,
was that false flag?
That was always a rumor. Yeah.
He
never really played.
He's never selling it.
Dan Gilbert
is not selling it.
He wants the Pistons.
Man, listen, I understand.
I won't have it.
You can't buy a team that's not for sale. What are they going to do? Him and
Tom Gores.
What you going to do? Y'all going to swap?
Going to trade teams?
You going to trade teams?
He proposed that to him.
Man, it ain't going to happen.
Tom wouldn't do it.
LeBron, now real talk though, LeBron, I don't know what the rules is against players and owning something when you still play.
Yeah.
But he needs to go to the highest bidder that will give him the highest percentage of the team.
LeBron James, if they lose.
That was a gem. Y'all got that fucked up.
If they lose prior to making it to the finals again, because LeBron likes to say that he's been in consecutive finals for
100 years.
X amount of years.
And he should be commended for that.
And he should, for sure. He's playing in the East. It's, you know, it's a little easier. That's why he didn't want to go from 1-16, but we'll talk about that on another mashup. With LeBron James, he wants to make it to the finals. So he doesn't make it to the finals. He's leaving. And I would say between Philly.
Wow.
Or
LA?
The Lakers. Yeah.
Why? So you think he's going to win in L.A.?
He thinks he can win anywhere.
He can go to L.A. and attract another B-list, A-list star because they have the money to pay him. And he thinks they can win a chip with that team.
Yeah, he says and thinks.
Because he already had that young team, young nucleus already there.
Yeah, and Paul George wants to go there. And Paul George's actual, you know, demand right now is going down because he's playing rust ball. So in turn, he's down on himself. So in turn, he'll say, all right, maybe I can go, you know, play with LeBron James. And then he'll
Paul George down on himself?
Yeah, I mean, he's just not, you know, he just standing
he's
in the corner.
He's not putting up Paul George numbers like he would if he was
nobody
by himself.
Does. Yeah, for sure.
So it would be Paul George, LeBron. Who they keeping? Lonzo?
They'll keep everybody on the team.
Yeah, they are.
In the how? A rookie contract?
They are in the rookie contract.
Julius Randle, the only person in the league.
They got to get rid of Luol Deng's
and the big
contract.
And Lopez, too.
I mean, Lopez, it's the last year of his contract. But if he goes to Philly, what about him going to Philly?
I don't like him and Ben Simmons, bro. I don't like it.
I mean,
I say Houston.
No, I don't like that either.
I say Houston just because.
Three ball handlers?
The reason I say Houston, I feel like he looking towards when his son get in the league. His son got like 5-6 years. So if he could,
that's why
LeBron ain't playing 5-6 more years.
Yeah,
if he go to Houston.
What?
Let me finish my point. If he go to Houston, he could preserve himself for 3 or 4 years and he let Chris Paul James Harden handle the ball when his son get ready to come in and get drafted. He signed for the minimum to wherever his son going, and he's saving himself. He ain't wearing himself down with all the handling the ball and having to run the
team. If you're LeBron's son, do you want your dad playing with you?
I mean, I don't think he got a choice. It's LeBron James.
I mean, LeBron James.
LeBron James. I don't think
LeBron
he got a choice.
LeBron did come out and say that he's not wearing his dad's number because it's a lot of pressure.
What number he
wears zero.
Yeah. We sure do. Mm-hmm. I seen
that's
that.
A lot of stress.
But cool. Why would LeBron want – has LeBron expressed wanting to play with his son?
Yeah, he did.
Slightly.
Yeah, slightly.
You know how he do the passive-aggressive stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. He cold with that, too. Yeah.
But I think
– and so he's mentioned to saying he wants to stick around and be around long enough for when his son get in the league.
That makes sense. But to your point, I think if he wants to preserve himself, why wouldn't he go to a younger team?
Yeah.
Because they're going to depend on him to do a lot, right? Like, if I go to Philly, who's
the process
scoring?
Got this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Simmons. Yeah. And Fultz.
And Fultz is coming.
Just Simmons.
And Rob Fultz. Covington.
Fultz, I don't know. Like Fultz.
And Rob Covington.
And Rob Covington.
Yeah, shoot, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely
TSU. I can respect that.
Shout out to Fultz. Shout out to Fultz, though.
Nah, he putting the bid in, man.
Yeah.
Whoever put the bid in for the highest amount. He owned a team. LeBron thinking billions, dog.
Yeah,
billions.
He'll get a chance.
I mean, the thing is, we talked about like him going to the Lakers, and you know Paul George playing Russ Ball. We'll address that on FSP.
Yeah, I mean,
tune in to FSP. I got something for all that shit.
Moving on to the next joint, talking about the NBA, talking about NCAA basketball. What's the process should be? Should it still be one and done, or should it be a situation where they'll be able to go right out of high school? How you guys feel about it?
I'm going to go one and done, man. Well, excuse me. Let them go straight out of high school.
Yeah.
If they don't go straight out of high school, apply the baseball rule. Make them just stay 2 years. Because I feel like the NCAA would benefit from that. We need to know these players, know these stars. You get to know them, what, 3-4 months, and they're out of there.
And they out of there. Yeah.
I would prefer, like, I mean, it's me sounding like an old head. Watch, like, I remember, like, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Larry Johnson, like, you knew these people for 3 years, and like you knew what you was going. When the tournament was on, it was time. Like you didn't have to watch really college basketball. But when the tournament came, you could expect good quality basketball. You just can't expect that no more.
I think when college players stay 2 and 3 years, nobody loses though, because it's not as if you in the NBA like, man, I can't wait till so and so gets drafted. Right. But nobody's saying that. You're enjoying what they're doing in March Madness cooking.
100%.
So like that's a win-win, because college, I think college suffers when they dip.
Yeah,
they there for, like you said, 3-4 months, and then next, it's, don't let them get injured. They play eight. How many games Kyrie play? 8.
Yeah, 11.
He's still with them 1-2.
Yeah, what I'm saying, like it's, but it's. Now, you're missing out on good product.
There are, granted, some exceptions to the rule. Like, you know, your Kyrie Irving, like your LeBron James, your Kobe Bryant, your Tracy McGrady's. Those guys could have played, you know, their junior year high school. So, in turn, it's some players that actually need college. And if you do go, you need to go those 2 years, like Lou was saying. Mm-hmm. And that'll definitely help out.
Well, hold on. Cool. What did McGrady do first year, though, bro?
I mean, he played behind Vince Carter.
What did
Carter,
Kobe do first year?
He played behind Eddie Jones.
So then were they ready first year?
No, Kobe Bryant could have averaged 15 points a game if he could play.
Here's my thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, that's all great, but I feel like we're hindering the kids, though. Like, saying you have to go to college. Like, I feel like once a team or once a coach, once a scout has that much tape on you, all they do is bring you down. Mm. Think about if you had someone – think about if Lamar Jackson could have went pro last year with the Heisman.
Yeah.
And not this year after he didn't win the Heisman. You know what I'm saying?
It'd have been the same.
Or think about if Scottie Thurman, all back when Arkansas won the championships. If Scottie Thurman hits the 3 to win the championship, it goes pro then. Yeah. They don't have the tape for the next year saying, oh, well, that 3 was mediocre. He doesn't really have a jump shot. He doesn't have
But that's good then, because you don't draft him 4th and then he's
I'm
a
speaking
bust.
From the kid. What about I don't give a damn about what
off
they're
the
doing.
Kids
the kids' standpoint. You know what I mean? You're hurting the kids.
That's true.
I think it would be dope if they added a round. Like if you add a round to the draft, and then those people
like
drafted. But no, just
another third round.
So the people drafted in the third round don't necessarily have to come out.
I see.
You can stay in college another year, go to the G League or something like
that.
I think it would be good.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we can pay you.
Yeah.
You drafted, you play for us, we're going to pay you while you're in college. You got to do something for this other year until you get ready. But we're going to have a third round in the draft specifically for players like that that's on the fringe.
And it could be like all two-way contracts.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That would be dope.
That's all right.
That's a good idea, Lou.
Fire.
Nah, for sure.
Because right now, if you make yourself eligible and you don't get drafted, you assed out.
Exactly.
That's stupid, though. That's a dumb-ass rule.
You go overseas or you go to the G League and make $25,000 a year.
Or hope
tough.
You make it.
So you had that third round. You said, we're going to draft this guy right.
Two-way
He might stay in school. We might do that. I think it'll be dope.
What about if you don't get selected in the first two rounds? Maybe the situation where you can go back to college.
Yeah.
Or that. Yeah. That should always be an option, though.
No, it's not, though.
But the money thing, I think, is one of the bigger things, too, though. So, like, if there's a way that they can get paid as well.
Yeah.
In college?
In college, yeah. I feel like. Yeah.
How, man? Like, that's so complicated because everybody ain't as good as Bart Bagley or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But, see, I feel like the market, it sets itself. So, I think the argument that people try to make and say, well, what – Duke players ain't going to make the same as Florida A&M players.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, just like the market.
McDonald's people, like McDonald's makes more than your mom and pop hamburger store that's on the corner. So, like, we don't come in and say, well, they got to make the same as McDonald's.
That's true.
I feel like the market will make itself for it. Like, the bigger schools that are well off financially, they're going to be able to play
like
better.
Like a sliding scale for that.
That's how it is.
Why don't they just loosen up the rules in terms of, like, the agents? Just loosen that
up.
Or
yell at they could let agents pay them.
That's what I'm saying.
You sign with me, I'm going to be with you these 3-4 years, however long you're in college.
Yeah.
Here go the contract. Here go the money you need. Pay me back
just
when you get drafted or what.
Or having a situation where you get paid just equal to amount of something like a G League player or something like that. That'll be good.
Or like able to get endorsements.
Or that,
that would be a big
because I think if you open up the market too much, you allow like scandals to come in.
Yeah,
people getting paid on.
Oh, that's
table.
Gonna happen anyway.
Well,
though.
People get paid,
like they do now.
No, not like that. I'm talking about like get paid to throw games and stuff like that.
That's
what you open. Yeah, you saying I'm gonna give you this $75 to go here, make sure they don't win. Cool, that's $75,000 I didn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care about this college. I'm just going for 1 year, you know, 2 years. So, I don't want to do too much freedom.
Right.
But a scale to where they should get something, I definitely agree with
that. Quick NBA. My bad, go ahead.
Yeah, with NBA, I mean, with Olympic athletes, you know, they can go back to college. Katie Ledecky did the whole Summer Olympics, goes to Stanford, swims. She got damn near $1 million winning 8 gold medals, but she's a college student. So why can't college students that play NFL, I mean college football, college basketball, I get the same.
That's backwards. Real quick though, would they be betting on it in the NBA legal? That's soon, right? About 2 years.
But I would say within the next year.
May.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I would say within the next
year. Went up
to
the Supreme Court vote last week.
So does that mean they'll be able to do it in college?
No, the Supreme Court vote that went up would be next. Tough,
possibly.
The Supreme Court vote that went up is to legalize it in Jersey, and if it passes in Jersey, get 10 other states legalize it, and then the risk gonna fall.
So DraftKings and stuff like that ain't legal. How does that work?
It's offshore. It's not based in the U.S. It's not based in the U.S.
That's
crazy. How the gambling sites work too, like all of stuff.
Yeah, that should be .eu.
Okay. Last but not least, we all got NFL teams in the building, right?
For sure.
Yep.
Draft comes up April 26th through the 28th. What is your NFL team gonna do in the draft or in the offseason? We'll start with you, Lou, with your Cowboys.
We got the 19th pick. Yeah. I seen a mock draft of us getting Raquan Smith.
Yeah.
If that was to happen, I would be motherfucking happy. Whoa, relax. If we were able to get Raquan Smith, then I'm there for that. We need the defense. We need some help on defense, somebody that can make plays. He was showing out in Georgia. We need a linebacker on the other side of Sean Lee. Pair him up with your boy,
Jalen
Smith.
Yeah.
That's a hard linebacker core right there.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
I like that.
What Dez going to do? What are they going to do about Dez?
He out of there.
I think that's what y'all going to do. I think y'all are going to draft a wide receiver, Cortland Sutton.
No.
Y'all going to draft Cortland Sutton from SMU at 19.
We don't need a wide receiver to replace Dez per se first round. Like, we get a tight end because Witten on his way out. But I like Butler. I like Williams. I like
You don't like Terrence Williams.
I like Terrence Williams.
Which one of them is the number one?
No. Cortland Sutton
but
is Dez, the number one.
Dez is
19.
Not a number one either.
Yes, he is, man. He just don't have a quarterback that can throw him the damn ball.
Stop. Dez don't lost still, bro.
Is not number one
put
receiver.
Put Dez in
but he
in
has
Green
a good
Bay.
Quarterback back there. I mean, that's I'll the best quarterback in the league.
Put him with Jameis.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No. You can put him with Jameis, dude.
Bro, you would have to put him, like you said, with Aaron Rodgers.
And we'll take his ass in Green Bay.
With Russell Wilson, with Tom Brady, one of them people he could work with. Other than that, man, Dez are two.
Nah, Dez is no way.
Dez is a two.
And he overpaid, bro.
And he get $14 million a year.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I get that. But the reason is, if Romo was still playing last year, he wouldn't look as bad as he played last year. It's because of that bum-ass quarterback you got. For sure.
But y'all more committed to the run game, too. Y'all got Zeke.
Zeke was gone for
six
games.
And
he
true.
Still couldn't do nothing.
That's true.
That's Dez's fault.
It's all with, bro.
That's Dez's fault. Dez don't have... Dez don't have the explosiveness that he used to have.
Bro, he can't get open because one person is shadow, a safety is shadow him in the cornerback because there's nobody on the other side.
You know who else they do
open.
That to? You know who else they do that to?
Who?
Number ones, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones.
You know who's
Mike
on the other
side? Mike Evans.
All those people have somebody else
Houston.
On the other side, though.
Who my man from Houston got?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Who on the other side?
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller?
Yeah, I mean, shit.
He
better than Terrence Williams.
T. Will better than him.
No, he's not.
Terrence Williams is better than William Fuller.
No, he's not.
Will Fuller got one route.
Will Fuller the fifth.
One route. One route. That's the fly because he runs a 4.3.
Nah,
that's
super
it.
Fast. Super
dumb
fast.
He don't run nothing else.
Nah, what I'm telling
T. Will
you.
T. Will can catch passes.
T. Will is trash. And his name ain't T. Will. His name
don't
is Terrence Williams.
Don't do T. Will.
He doesn't deserve a nickname.
Don't do T. Will like that.
What's your Packers going to do, AB?
My Packers got the 14th pick. First time we done picked in the top half of the draft in 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And with that being said, we need draft down. We need trade down. Trade down to with Buffalo. Y'all got two picks in the first round. Y'all need a quarterback. Oh. We'll do a swap, and we'll take y'all third round pick early.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah. Listen, let's make that happen. Let's get these motherfuckers on the phone.
I mean, you got a quarterback for the future on your team right now. And DK, shout out to Deshaun Kaiser. That's your quarterback of the future.
I just like the fact that we active out here in these streets.
His daddy worked for the Packers, though.
Nope.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Hey, but you know, I'll take a fly on him though, even though we kind of paid a high price by sending him a starting cornerback.
Yeah, but y'all gonna have to pay was Demarius Randall?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pay him next year, so you're just cutting the fat and getting a starting quarterback.
I guess. I mean, listen, we let him sit for about 3 years. And he may end up being something. Nah, Aaron Rodgers got way more than 2 years left.
How is Aaron Rodgers? 32?
He GOAT level, right? They about 32. Yeah.
Well, here's a question.
He got
hella
years.
Why they gonna pay?
He dating Danica Patrick though.
Are they gonna pay Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. I mean, this is why they got Kyle.
Nah, they actually in talks already.
Right,
no.
Yeah.
He gonna be the highest paid. Once Garoppolo got his deal, they start talking to Aaron Rodgers already.
Mm-hmm. They just trying to wait on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But what about you like that?
Hold on though. In the offseason, I will say this though. We need to make a splash, and I like our new GM because he really about that splash life, and I'm here for it. They trying to get your boy from the Jets. I'm cool with that.
Muhammad Wilkerson.
Yeah, because he need to prove it that he still got game, and he got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to play with his old defensive coordinator. And we got rid of our defensive coordinator, which was killing us. Dom Capers is on the couch right now. Thank God. We got Mike Patton. We finna cook. We'll see y'all in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. I'll be there. I got my ticket. Don't even worry about it.
There we go.
What y'all 49ers going
to
do?
I think we're going to get Roquan Smith because there's no way he slides out of the top 10.
You're going to take our pick?
He's going nine. There's no way Roquan Smith doesn't go top 10.
Y'all not taking
no
him.
Way he's sliding in 19.
First of all, you're not taking him and Reuben Foster back-to-back years.
No, he's outside linebacker.
Reuben Foster is too.
Middle.
Reuben Foster's an outside linebacker.
No.
He's left outside linebacker.
Middle.
Check the Madden.
Right now.
What
I'm just trying to tell you.
What Navarro Bowman play at then?
He doesn't play there anymore.
Yeah, he not. He played for Green Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, they released him in the season.
Yeah, he played for the Raiders.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, for sure.
Reuben Foster is definitely an outside linebacker.
He's a middle linebacker, though, for sure. We got him to replace him. Because you remember he played for the Raiders.
Linebacker, linebacker.
Yeah.
What else? So y'all taking – no, y'all ain't.
Yeah, we're getting Roquan Smith. What about you, Jeff? What you doing with the Bills?
I like what AB said. I think we're going to go a little bit higher than them, though. I think we're going to do that with the Colts. Because the Colts don't – they need players, of course, like we
absolutely.
Do. But they don't need a quarterback. We need a quarterback. So we're going to give them more picks, you know, for their pick and help them retool, and we need a quarterback.
Which quarterback you want?
If you could get any one of them in the draft, who could you get?
That's a good question.
Not say Lamar Jackson.
No, not that high. I go with, if I had to pick, the one that would be there for us would be the man from USC.
Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Now he going number one.
No, I think the other.
He's going to be the first quarterback off the field.
You think so?
Yeah. Then Josh Allen, then Rosen. Rosen might be there.
I think Josh Allen might sneak up. If so, give me Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But I think we signed Teddy two gloves.
Two of them.
I think we signed Teddy two gloves for right now.
Two gloves.
To hold on. And then we bring in Josh Allen in the future.
Yeah.
You don't feel too excited. You don't sound too excited about that. I'm be real.
No, no, no. I'm not excited. I wanted to keep Tyrod.
I'm looking at the mock draft that got y'all taking Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if we stay where we are. If we stay where we are.
Yeah, he's on my trade.
I'm talking about moving up. To the Colts position.
All right, man. That's the wrap up on the sports teams. Good luck. We'll see y'all in Atlanta, my Packers.
Bills Mafia.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Last but not least, man, fashion time. Now, first topic, Mr. J. Hove.
Yo.
You may have made a very questionable purchase.
I did.
Very controversial.
I did.
Got us thinking. It was a controversial jersey purchase.
I did.
You bought the Ray Rice Baltimore Ravens jersey.
Authentic.
Authentic. Oh, that changes everything.
Authentic.
Then.
Very authentic.
Purple or what?
Yeah. Oh, it's purple.
It doesn't matter.
It's definitely purple.
That's the worst.
Of course it's purple.
That's
my Ray.
It's too soon.
Listen, man.
I mean, you bought the jersey.
I did. I purchased it.
Between that, Aaron Hernandez jersey. Mm-hmm.
I know that hurt.
Ray Caruth jersey. Mm-hmm. Or O.J. Simpson jersey. Mm. What is the most off-limits jersey out of them four? Those are four bad jerseys.
What were the four again?
Mm-hmm. Aaron Hernandez, Ray Rice, Ray Caruth, O.J.
Ray Caruth, dog. That's
No, Ray Rice.
Ray Caruth did actual time.
Aaron Hernandez, man. First of all, he's
Aaron Hernandez is dead.
Hernandez killed somebody and himself. CTE, he got hella bodies.
It was CTE related, though.
He the only one that ain't
He
black.
Wasn't really doing it. It was the CTE.
He the only one that ain't black, so I got to go on and put it against him.
I'm not wearing.
I'm not rocking the Aaron Hernandez jersey. I'm not rocking the Patriots jersey with Hernandez on the back.
I would have OJ before any of them other three, though.
I'm wearing definitely Hernandez. Not rocking an OJ.
And jersey. I'm driving a Bronco as soon as they bring him back.
I drive a Bronco. I'm not rocking that jersey.
I'm rocking the Hernandez. He went to Florida.
You rocking the Hernandez.
Tuck. No, you're not.
He's a Gator.
He went to Florida.
That's disgusting.
And I'm going to rock this Ray Rice.
No, you're not.
Man, dude. What you wearing the Ray Rice to?
Anywhere you want me to go.
What, you going to a barbecue with it on?
Women's Day March.
International Women's Day was just.
Still too soon for that,
Luke. I mean,
still too soon for that.
You bought the jersey?
I bought the jersey.
Was it free?
They're going to escort you all the way out of there.
It was very discounted, though.
Did it come with something else because you bought something else and it just came with a Ray Rice jersey? It was an accident?
Nah, Ray Rice was, you know.
He had to be like
1,000-yard runner.
You should have got 50 off of the 50 section, right?
Nah,
40 off the 50. Yeah,
it was cheap. For
it
sure.
Had to be.
Yeah. You want to know why it was cheap? Because the person who owned it can't wear that shit no more.
I'm wearing it for sure. I'm wearing the OJ too.
The OJ is probably the.
I wear the OJ though.
The OJ is the one you can wear out of that group.
Easy.
That's the only one.
I wear the San Francisco. Throwback jersey. Yeah, the San Francisco OJ.
That's killing.
That's tough. Yeah.
I might find that right now.
Hernandez is easily the worst one though.
No way.
Why?
Ray Rice. Dude, Ray Caruth killed a woman.
Who was pregnant.
Okay. And then hit her.
Aaron Hernandez
hit
is a serial killer. Like, y'all fucking kidding me? He killed like five people.
And himself.
And himself.
Allegedly.
No.
He killed all the stuff going on, too, that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
See? No, exactly. Yeah. You rocking at Hernandez
talk about
now?
Talk about that bar fight in Florida.
What you talking about? That's alleged.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing true about it.
Are you his lawyer? Yeah,
damn. Ray Rice, though.
Oh, my God.
Ray Rice. Didn't do anything.
Tread lightly.
In a court
those
of law.
Five words that you could never say. Ray Rice didn't do anything.
In a court of law.
First of all, here's the tape.
On a court of TMZ, he is guilty.
In a court of law.
Okay.
Court of my
didn't
eyes.
Do anything compared to these other guys. That's all I'm saying.
Bro.
Tread lightly.
First of all.
I'm saying.
He's the only one.
He's the only one we actually seen do it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
everybody
that's
else
point.
Like, eh.
That's a good point.
I seen him knock that woman out
and drag her out of the elevator.
And try to get away with it.
And then marry her afterwards. After
I seen
to
this.
Yeah.
It
might have just.
Rough out there.
Yeah. He had a long day.
Just return it, man.
No,
it's the wrong side.
I'm
He's had a long life.
This nigga's ill. All right, man. Next debate we had. Please don't. Next debate we had. What were like we listening to? What?
It's like wearing a Make America Great Again. Like you pretty much expect
you got to double down
with it. Yeah, you come with it. So somebody come
you
up to you and be like,
yourself
yeah,
you
somebody come up to you
way,
and be
right.
Like, hey man,
you
can't what's your fucking problem?
You can't be mad at that reaction right there.
Hey, when you walking on West End and somebody's like, hey man, what the fuck's your problem?
Ray Rice, man, really?
He got the beer liquid courage in him. He ready to go.
He ready for you. He ready for whatever you want to bring to the table. You can't be mad at that.
You got to be.
You're too small, bro. Don't do it, man.
Gym.
Steroids
all the way in the gym. Do you see that? Great room.
Steroids, dude.
No smoke.
You ain't worried about it.
I ain't worried about it.
Barry Bonds in here. Ain't worried about it.
All right, man. Moving on.
That's the funniest.
Oh, shit.
It was like that.
We had another debate. We were talking jeans, right? Denim. Most popular jeans of all time. Because are Balmain still in? Is that in right now?
For sure.
First of all, I'm not even saying it right.
It's Balmain.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That's still in.
For sure.
Are those the most popular jeans? Because they everywhere. They've been bit left and right. That's number one, right?
Like ever? Ever? Of all time?
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
True Religion.
No it's fucking way.
No, it's True Religion.
Are Levi's in this?
They gotta be.
I mean, did you ever wear a pair of Levi jeans?
Everybody wore a pair of
Levi's.
Everybody
had 501, especially when Boosie brought
in real life?
Yeah. Especially when what?
Yeah, Boosie. Levi's back.
So, Jeff.
Y'all remember this?
I remember
Levi's
back.
Back.
I
you
had
ain't 501. Never heard that song?
I had 501 before. Oh Boosie. I had 501 before that song, but that song does make sense.
Yeah,
Levi's back.
You never heard Levi's back?
Fuck no. That's terrible.
You got your sound effects, Jay. Play that account. This game show thing.
Jesus. Nah, I'm definitely not wearing any Levi's.
Rocker wears is more popular than Levi's, though.
I agree.
Y'all are crazy.
What are we talking about?
Y'all don't remember Sean when Jeezy? John? Y'all don't remember when Jeezy was rocking the 501s? Like everybody.
What is the criteria here? Levi's is still out.
But are people buying them?
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, people still wear Levi's.
You better not handle damn Levi's.
I got some Levi's.
You're not wearing no Levi's. Yeah. Not in real life.
They're not colored, are
they? Nah, hell no.
Okay.
Carpenter, you in the carpenter. You got something you can put up.
I tried your game show effect. I tried it.
Nah, like what you got a carpenter loop. You can do some house siding on the side.
First of all, it's Levi's.
No, it's True Religion.
True Religion.
Tommy's.
Guys. Tommy's were more popular than all these guys. Guess jeans were more popular than all these.
You had it at Tommy, then you went too far with the Guess. Just Tommy's.
You never owned a pair of Levi's. Guess jeans.
You never owned a pair.
I had a whole
Guess jeans fit.
I believe you.
No, you had.
I'm way more fashionable than y'all, though, so yeah.
Third grade, maybe.
Yeah, I had a whole Guess jeans fit. Y'all didn't wear Guess jeans?
I didn't have Tommy.
Bro, that was your mama's idea, but she dressed you when you had that. That's what
it was 100% her idea, but mom's she was fly, too.
Yeah, mom's be fly.
Mom fly.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, mom be fly. But she's bullshit with that Guess.
No.
Guess jeans was popping. Back before I...
Not more than Tommy, though.
You have an older brother. Ask your older brother about Guess jeans.
Yeah, not for sure.
Yeah, but we said...
He's 40 years old. He
said ever.
But that's before our time, though.
Okay.
John John's, it was Levi's.
Facts.
What's the criteria?
Number one is True Religion.
Niggas wasn't ready to cop Sean John jeans or Rockerwear jeans or Tommy jeans. It was the fit or the shirt. Nah. You would go get Levi's and match that up with a fit. You could go get Levi's and throw on whatever, like a white T-shirt. When white T-shirts and Levi's was popping,
y'all didn't dress like that. You got the white T-shirts and Dickies.
See, y'all was out of there. Y'all don't know
what white T-shirts and Levi's.
Who knows what was going on?
I wore white T-shirts and Jabos.
I was in the trenches.
Yeah, talk that shit.
I was in the trenches.
Talk that shit.
You
ain't in no trenches.
Got him live.
All the Edge Hill the trenches. Get at
my address was 1010 Southside Avenue.
All the Edge Hill. That was with an F too.
You want to do
that? Southside was with an F. Listen, you can wear 501s the whole week. That's why you wore
501s.
I said you could.
I definitely stand up before. In the night.
They stood up by themselves.
Yeah, I'm not wearing it.
Now you can iron them and they stand up by themselves.
That's real though.
True Religion though, number one. It's not even close.
That's because of my boy 2 Chainz too.
What is the criteria though? Seriously,
longevity.
What year are we cutting it off? Because if
dogs 94 and up.
This is the thing. If you were going somewhere nice, you couldn't put on a pair of Levi's.
High school and up. Let's do high school and up.
Yes, you could. You put on a button up with a Levi's.
The bootcut Levi's?
Three minutes ago, you said you're very fashionable. But then you said a button up. We're not talking about tomorrow. No, dude.
I'm not going to put it on tomorrow.
If you were putting on some Levi's, there's no fucking way that you're putting on a button up with some Levi's.
Bro, Levi's and Tim's. Are you serious?
Hold on. No, wait a minute.
I missed the hell out of that.
Nobody wore polo pants?
Talk about. In 05, what are you putting on, bro? In 05, a button up. What jeans?
I mean, Vizu's.
He tried to stunt.
You the only nigga that tried
to stunt.
You got me a bad Vizu.
He tried to stunt.
What?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Niggas didn't have 10 pair of Vizu jeans. I didn't.
I didn't have one. I had on Levi's.
Red Monkeys, a Vizu.
Some Rockawares, and maybe some Sean John.
Rockawares was popular.
Rockawares, Sean John. True Religion had a long run.
Balmain could take that over.
People still wearing True Religion today.
I know people still wearing Trues right now.
Yeah,
I know people. I know people wear True Religion fit. Go get fitted.
Yeah, for real.
I got a partner that wear True Religion fit right now.
Shout out to Titty Boy.
Yeah. From head to toe though.
He got
shirt, pants,
the jacket,
all the jacket, all of it. He would go to the True store and blow it off.
Yes.
Today?
Tomorrow.
He probably did go today because he bought the J's and came out this boy. Yeah.
What J's came out today?
Black Nines.
Them Black Nines. Mm. Yeah, he went and got the Black
Tax
Jeans.
Season Nines. Yeah. last topic, man, fashion. Designer versus traditional. Now, look, we've seen a big wave with the shoes, the Balenciaga shoes, the clunky dad shoe look. That's popping something crazy right now. Then, like you just mentioned, your partner just went and got the Nines. Those are probably going to sell out.
Sure.
So it's hella options going on right now. Which one is on top? Is it more designer shoes or is it more the traditional Jordans, Adidas, whatnot?
We'll let Gucci Lou speak to this, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
It depends on the age group. I think for our age group, it ain't still nothing like going to get a fresh pair of J's and rocking them.
I'm a millennial. So.
Technically, we all are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a youngster. Black.
Your hairline ain't even. But the younger kids, though, I think that they way more into the designer stuff than we were.
Can't afford them, though.
Listen to me.
They didn't get the African Street Festival.
No. Listen to me. I was with, shout out Scoops. I was with him and his son, Jalen, maybe. I mean, he might be in the sixth grade, seventh grade, something like that.
Jalen in seventh grade.
I don't know how. He in a grade where he shouldn't be buying Gucci belts, and he wanted a Gucci belt.
Okay.
Yeah, so Scoops was like,
he heard it on the song.
He was like, I will give you some money for Christmas. If you want to buy a Gucci belt with your money for Christmas, you can do that.
That's crazy.
He spent $400 on a Gucci belt.
Oh, he's shaking it, dude.
Sixth grade. Well, I mean, but he said shit. Everybody else in the class had Gucci belts and was getting shit like that for Christmas.
What school does that nigga go to?
My point is, that's what kids is rocking. Like, they was going to the skating ring. He was going to get some True Religions to go to the skating ring.
Lord have mercy.
His homeboy came out in, like, the off-white and shit like that. So, like, they rocking designer shit. Tell you young, what, way younger than spot. We was.
Let me tell you what wasn't happening at Rose Park Middle School.
Man, listen to me. Come home with
that shit. Wouldn't happen.
Too many grass stains and football games outside to be rocking shit like it, man.
Hell no.
It's a new
to
day.
My point though. Look, kids, like they hear about it, they see Migos with it, and that's way more popular than some J's and shit now. They want the Gucci sneakers, they want the Balenciaga loafers, like they want the slides, all of that shit.
I need some Balenciaga runners, man. I need them.
Yeah, speaking of something, so we're at the table. Are we gonna discuss brunch boots? We gonna let it go.
Man.
No. We gonna let it go.
What are those?
Yeah. So the brunch futures. Boots or Chelsea boots,
AKA the futures.
First person I seen in those was what,
Future had
Steph
them
Curry.
On with the ugly hat.
He sure did. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
The ugly hat.
With the future hat.
With the future hat.
Yeah.
So
the brunch boots in the future.
Yeah, they,
hat.
You know, Chelsea boots by definition.
That
Chelsea
was trash.
Yeah. And somebody at the table. Yeah.
No names.
Say who.
I think people gonna be able to. I was just people was gonna be able to deduce their own things.
A pair of brunch boots.
Multiple pairs.
Two pairs. Yeah, for sure.
Jeff, would you like to speak on this?
Yeah, would you like to speak on this?
What was the inspiration behind the brunch boots?
That I have a plethora of dress shoes? But my dress shoes on them is the shit? Is that what we want to talk about? I'm sorry. I have to dress a certain way Monday through Friday when I go to my job.
Fair enough.
So I want variety.
Right.
So I have drivers. That. I have Chukka boots. I have Chelsea's. I have sliders. I have loafers. I have all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boots still trash.
Boots
trash.
y'all showed me some damn Wave Runner shoes last night.
They trash too.
Okay then.
I'm fucking with those. Don't do that. I'm fucking with those.
Now he was talking about the Balenciaga runners.
Those
Yeezys and them Balenciaga shit. If those are hard, in my simple Chelsea boots with the Nike, come on, man.
2025, I'm Chelsea booted on.
Nah, what I was told,
shout out to Sean Watts.
He said anybody over the age of 30
should have a pair.
Should have a pair of Chelsea boots.
I'm 28,
I have real boots that I can wear.
I'm not. You got real boots.
Yeah, real boots that you can wear.
Cowboy boots?
Timberlands, Gucci boots, all boots. That's bad. I got a million pair of boots that look
Count
better
it up.
Than that shit.
Count it up then, Lou.
And maybe forget what I was going to say. No,
yeah,
shit.
I see.
Nothing.
Yeah,
but you're missing the point, though. It's What's like, it? You know you're going somewhere different when you wear those kind of boots, though.
Yeah, where are you going with it on? That's what
it's
I'm
got a heel, though, bro. We can hear you coming down the hallway, bro.
Like, what are you wearing?
Where are you going, bro?
You wear it with jeans?
Nah. Slack, maybe some jeans, but definitely some
you
good
gotta
slack.
Wear. You better not have no slacks with no goddamn Chelsea boots.
Good jeans, though. Good jeans. You gotta wear it right.
I can't do that with them boots.
I can't
bro.
Do that hat though. I ain't definitely.
That's too much. Too much.
Yeah, I ain't.
And the long ass trench coat, the tan coat too.
The tan coat fire.
The one to the knees though.
Right above
it ain't cold enough
with the fur on the thing
on the collar.
What the hell are you, man?
Like a super villain.
That is not
Dolomite.
That ain't Southside with an elf at all.
I tell you, man.
Like a super villain.
Wait. You tell me the fur color joint.
That's on up Woodbine.
You made fun
of the one Meek had on.
That's going on towards Antioch.
The one Meek had on they flames.
That's going on towards Antioch.
I like the one Michael B. Jordan had
on. The Pico shit with
Draymond had on.
That's what I'm saying. That shit fire as hell.
Not with the boots and
not with the.
You got the whole. If you got the whole kit on, then take away from it.
You click clacking through the hallway.
Oh, shit. Hey man, last
y'all,
thing
y'all gotta stop spending $29 on your dress shoes, man. Wear them damn bowling shoes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact.
Yeah. Spend a couple dollars on this shit.
I hear you.
Get you some good leather. It'll get stressed out before you put them on.
Woo! Yeah. Teach them some, man. Yeah. God damn. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Last topic, man. Pop culture.
That shoe cleaner shit don't
damn.
work. You want to go get the boots, too? Just go and grab the boots, bro. Bring them on in.
You heard somebody's feelings, dog.
Let's go live so he can get
the boots
on. That's
fresh for dummies for real, dude.
I like that, though. I like that, though. All right, last thing, man, before we get ghost. Pop culture, you know, we never get to talk about this on our respective shows. Mm-hmm. Black Hollywood is popping right now. Black Panther going crazy. Jay, the last person on Earth that hasn't seen it. It's at $1 billion right now. The receipts is all in, and you on the outside looking in. That's okay.
I've been busy.
Fair enough. But it's a lot of us on TV, a lot of culture, like Atlanta popping heavy, Insecure. It's a ton of shit. Mm-hmm. Is this a fad or is it here to stay?
Until somebody fuck it up, yeah, it's here.
I think it's. I mean, even after somebody do fuck it up, I think it's here to a certain extent.
Yeah,
I mean, you can think about it. Like, you know, we talked about this last night. Mm-hmm. Like, if we set up a camera right now in here,
it's just
a TV show.
Slick,
so
yeah.
You know, with the way technology is right now, you could create on the go anywhere. So as long as you had that outlet, and we don't start paying for the internet for premiums, I mean, we're gonna be all right.
What y'all mean by fuck it up?
Well, you know, it's a downtime, you know, between 2001 and until what?
Yesterday?
So like 6 minutes ago.
It was quiet. Yeah. 2001 to about 2013, it was quiet.
You know, we had some shows.
Reruns.
Yeah.
We had a couple shows.
Blackish brought it back. Whenever Blackish
was hating on UPN on the pre-show. I mean, like, they ain't hold it down with the black stuff. But that ain't my question.
UPN?
UPN, yes. My question is this. You said fuck it up, right?
Yeah.
So, here recently, Tiffany Haddish has been getting backlash because of how she, quote, unquote, acted at the Oscars. Is that fucking it up?
Nah, because she do that same thing. Because
more people like it more than.
So what if her,
they gonna
Cardi
turn on
B, that's what I'm saying. So if you get the Cardi B and you get her, then you get everybody starting to try to act like that when they come out. Is that fucking it up?
No, I don't think so.
Because people gonna call it, quote unquote, keeping it real.
Yeah, it's just when people don't watch the TV shows, when they're on, you know, Channel 2 or ABC or NBC, when those don't work anymore, that's fucking it up for me.
Well, to speak to kind of what you're saying, is when they try to create shows and use someone to be Tiffany Haddish who's not being authentic.
And
that's when it becomes
look fake.
That's when they start to do it looks fake. That's when the fuck up comes.
Do y'all think Tiffany Haddish is fake?
No,
nah,
hell no.
You think that's her?
That's her.
I think that's her.
You think that's her, Jay?
Leslie Jones, they the same.
Yeah,
shit.
Nah, she better than Leslie Jones. I think Tiffany Haddish does
65 years old.
Easy.
No, she's not.
Leslie Jones 50.
She just turned.
She just looked like this.
No, she just turned.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's time to go.
You might as well put the Ray Rice jersey on and say that shit. My bad. Go ahead. It was my bad. Too far.
No, I just.
Go ahead, brother.
I was just going to say that I feel like that they coming for Cardi and Tiffany Haddish in an attempt to say, hey, this is too much, and they're trying to get them out of that to the point of what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Cardi be turned up a little too much, but that's a whole other story,
but I think that's her genuinely, though. I don't think
it just annoying me. That's all.
It is annoying. Yeah, Tiffany Haddish with that same dance she do every time.
She ready.
Yeah, like,
but
that's
she,
too much.
As long as you keep putting out good material, though. Like, if she put out a stand-up and it's dope on Netflix and it's popping, then you can do that shit. Mm-hmm. Or if you put out Girl's Trip.
Girl's Trip,
and you keep putting out good shit, then
until people stop watching it, it's still going to work.
That's why people off Kevin Hart. Because the last couple movies and stand-ups been like,
he's done the same movie 10 times.
Not Jumanji just
did. I mean, what we want from Kevin Hart, though?
Right. Jumanji did great numbers.
It's doing numbers, but we over it, though.
Yeah. We might be.
That's what I'm saying.
But his other.
I was going to say Kevin Hart's still out here.
He probably bigger than he ever was.
He booked up for the next 3 years. That was a good one.
Great pop. My bad. Yeah, great pop.
The 90s was the golden era. Mm. Martin, Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Living Single.
Living Single. All of that. We can go on for days. 2001 to about 2012, 2013, it was quiet.
Super quiet.
Now it's popping.
I don't agree with y'all.
It was dumb quiet.
It was quiet. What was it? Girlfriends?
Okay.
That's all we had.
Okay.
The
Let's do this for real quick.
Yeah, come on.
You said Martin, Living Single. What was the
Fresh
other
one?
Yeah, like, y'all,
no,
okay,
y'all
give me two more. Y'all want to talk about Golden Age, and it was before that with the 70s and 80s.
Hold on. I wasn't born then, so.
But those shows were still on TV.
And Martin, Living
Fresh Prince.
Give me two more.
Jamie Foxx.
That can't count.
That came out in 96.
Jamie Foxx.
It did come out in 96, but that wouldn't have been the first one I said. But it did come out in 96, though.
Yeah, it was a great show to me.
Yeah.
New York on the cover?
I give you New York on the cover.
Yeah. The thing that helped out.
And Living Color, the one you
Black
mentioned.
Hollywood.
And Living Color.
And Living Color.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Whoa!
The thing that helped out Black Hollywood was the NWA movie. That put us back in the forefront.
Because it made money.
Yeah, it made money. The show will come out.
It was Scandal.
Scandal was TV.
But that's, I'm saying TV, that's yeah. that was what got everybody, like Kerry Washington's
that's
performance
in Black
that,
lead. Yeah.
High take.
Yeah.
That's what got everything, in my opinion.
Or was it Empire?
High take.
It was after Empire. Empire was after Scandal.
I've never seen Scandal.
You know, personal earth ain't never seen Scandal.
I ain't never seen Scandal.
Nah, Scandal season 1 and 2 were hard.
Really good. Really good.
It fell off.
But I think that it piggybacked off of that being a Black female lead. And then Shonda Rhimes, when she was writing stuff. And then it all kind of went up from there. But NWA was the boom, too.
For
but I feel like that kind of bubbled it up, too.
Without NWA, you don't get Black Panther, I'm be real.
I mean, but she had something before Scandal, too. She was doing
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Well, yeah.
Shonda.
Yeah. It wasn't no black lead, though. I'm talking about the Black lead. Then Empire.
I hope it keep going. Like Atlanta, like that's keeping the flame lit. Insecure keeping the flame lit. Because it ain't just for Black people. Like that whole like Black movie, Black TV show, like that's played out. Like everybody fuck with that shit.
And Blackish.
That's all with.
Blackish.
Yeah.
Blackish
is garbage.
Funny.
That shit
Blackish
garbage.
Funny as hell.
That shit garbage. Bro.
What?
Garbage, bro.
How?
Garbage,
how, AB?
Bro.
Man.
You're terrible.
Corny, bro.
You're
funny.
Terrorist.
Corny, one of the bro. The son is so that's, corny.
Man, it's
one supposed to be
always
like
one corny person on the show.
That's not funny.
It's always one corny person.
The co-workers, they trash,
that's
bro.
That's
not funny, bro.
That's corporate America.
That's cartoonish.
Like, know that too.
That's cartoonish.
100% the tempo and pace of the show, though. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's a really good show.
I'd rather watch the Carmichael show. I was hot when
that was
off.
That was
good, too.
That was a good show,
that's some slaw. Survivor's Remorse was good, too.
That shit trash.
Survivor's Remorse was solid.
That was good.
Carmichael not being on Netflix hurt it. If it had been on Netflix, I think it'd still be on.
It's on there now.
No, what I mean is not being a Netflix show.
Oh, yeah. Because you got to binge those. You got to binge
NBC
those.
Heard that.
But Gerard Carmichael funny.
He wanted to go to NBC, though. He specifically wanted NBC.
I respect that, but we aren't trained to watch NBC anymore.
Nah, most definitely.
You know
what
hell
I mean?
Nah.
So that hurt.
Not live, at least.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
And that tasting still depends on ratings. They still compete with CBS, who's the biggest station in the world.
True.
So if you're not bringing the ratings they want, you got to go.
If Black Panther was some slaw, hypothetically speaking, would that have fucked up?
we never would have admitted it.
It would have had to be so much for people to be like,
but
man,
people
that's a
went
bad
in on
Pop
movie though, bro,
because it was bad.
So
we didn't want it.
Yeah, that too. That's a great point, Joe.
We didn't want Pac movie.
I wanted the Pac movie. We wanted the Pac movie. But when
we wanted a Pac movie, not that one.
But his mom
once we seen the previews, once people start backing out, once John Singleton,
exactly.
Once all that stuff started coming out, then we were like,
we didn't want that movie.
I want that.
But you and I both talked about this. We said it was better than we thought it was going to be.
True.
There was no reason we should ever have to say it was better than we thought it was going to be. It should have been that movie was cold.
Because it's Pac. Exactly.
If it wasn't for NWA, we had the bar was set dumb high with NWA. So that's
and that really wasn't good.
What?
They had better actors in it.
Come on, man, Joe. Come on.
Yeah, the Dre part. The Dr. Dre part. That's all I'm talking about.
That was a rough part right there. That was a real bad part.
No, I mean, you made Dre be a superhero. You know what I'm saying?
That's a movie.
It wasn't honest.
Of course
that wasn't
not.
Honest depiction of that.
We know that because we don't watch the documentaries and read the vibes and the sources. But
that's what I'm saying. So be honest about it.
You got to sell tickets, though.
You do got to sell tickets.
That's it. I know what you're saying, though. Obviously, he didn't stand up to Suge. None of that happened.
And a lot of other stuff that did happen wasn't in that.
But it was for the movie. It was for the movie. And he was behind it. So, you know, he's going to make himself look like
Child to Jerry.
Look like Hitchcock.
Clearly.
But nah, J.C. Black Panther, man, goddamn.
I will, for sure.
For the culture, man.
For the culture.
What's the last movie you seen? Was that
in theaters?
Last movie you seen in theaters?
Theater.
It is.
Pac? You saw Pac in the theaters?
Pac. Yeah, it was Pac.
At least Pac. You saw that, man. God damn.
NWA. Saw that in the movie theater, I think.
That was 2 years ago.
At least.
Movie's overrated, dog.
Stop. The movie going experience is still lit, bro.
I heard you can like lay out in the movies now.
Yeah,
in the A, you can.
Detroit, you can. You can do the Nashville now, too.
Well,
I would go to sleep, though.
Okay.
Green Hills and Cool Springs.
Makes sense.
Real quick, do I need to watch Boomerang and Sugar Hill?
Yes.
I've never seen either one of those movies. I get shit from y'all all the time. I need to see Boomerang and Sugar Hill. That's what y'all telling me.
I mean, not necessarily just Sugar Hill, but Boomerang.
Sugar Hill has to be. You can get that out of here.
No.
Shit is overrated. Y'all can add me. I am Spike Lou. That shit is trash.
So Boomerang is the one I need
Boomerang
to see.
Boomerang
classic,
for sure. You ain't
Boomerang
seen that yet.
Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Sugar Hill. Right
every
after
phase of a black adult male's dating life is in Boomerang.
Every phase.
I thought every phase was how to be a player.
Nah.
That's the pre-adult phase.
How to be a player is when you still out here with the fuck shit.
Yeah. Boomerang, he was a grown ass man at Boomerang.
Marcus Graham was.
He had a good job and shit. He was at figuring out how to maneuver.
Okay.
How to be a player was, you know.
He was out here kicking.
They was with the shit.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, shit.
right, man. Before we get out of here, man, let's get everybody social media, all that good shit.
Nah, Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms.
You hesitated super hard. How did your boy Animal underscore Brown, all things social media?
Yep, J-Hove, no underscores, no nothing, straight up.
I am Spike Lou on Instagram, Twitter. Check out the Rap Chat on Facebook as well.
I need somebody else to get an underscore, dude. I can't be the only nigga
Lock.
With an underscore.
You are the only nigga with an underscore.
Lock got three underscores. He overdid it.
Underscores, duh.
I just need one. Somebody else get one.
This nigga Lock want to make sure he know that these names are separate. Okay, underscore. Okay, underscore. Like, come on, bro.
I ain't going to do my dog like cooler that. Shout space. To Coach Lock, man.
Cooler space would have been cool. Well, you just put it all together, man.
Shout out to Coach Lock, man. Don't do my dog like that.
Shout out Coach Lock. Shout out everybody. Real good media,
Weezy,
man.
Shout out Weezy.
Weezy.
Everything paid.
Cameraman. Al Rizzo. Shout out Anne Marie, man. We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah.